This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. If you want to be part of the conversation this morning, we'd love to hear from you. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377. It's Thursday, June 18th of the year of our Lord, 2026. 75 degrees outside at 7:05. Well, we got a whole lot to talk about this morning. After Tuesday's primary election, a lot of these contests are going to runoffs. We'll break it all down for you. President Trump is changing his endorsement of an Oklahoma congressional candidate, ending that candidate's race. We'll have all the details on that one. An Oklahoma City man is accused of killing a sheriff's deputy. He's now facing federal charges. A deadly shooting in Oklahoma City, what police are saying about the victim and the suspect, and an unbelievable problem on a local highway. What slowed down traffic during your evening commute last evening? Plus your dad joke of the day. It's all coming up on a packed Thursday morning show. But first, let's check out your Freedom's First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's race for governor is headed to a Republican runoff after no candidate won a majority in Tuesday's primary election. Attorney General Gettner Drummond and former State Senator Mike Mazie emerged as the top two vote-getters and will face off in August. Drummond finished with a narrow lead over Mazie in a crowded GOP field. The winner of the runoff will advance to November's general election to succeed term-limited Governor Kevin Stitt. Democratic voters nominated State Representative Cindy Munson as their candidate for governor. Republican runoff is scheduled for August 25th. Well, just one day after advancing to a Republican runoff in Oklahoma's first congressional district, pastor and former Trump ally Jackson Lemire has suspended his campaign. Lemire announced his decision on Wednesday, saying that he did not want to become a distraction to his family, church, or voters. His withdrawal comes after a report surfaced of inappropriate text messages with a former campaign fundraiser. Just minutes before his announcement, President Donald Trump shifted his endorsement to State Representative Mark Tedford, who now becomes the overwhelming favorite to win the Republican nomination for the open congressional seat. One of Oklahoma's most controversial lawmakers is headed out of office. Republican State Senator Dusty Devers of Elgin lost his bid for re-election in Tuesday's primary. Devers, a leader in the Conservative Freedom Caucus, drew statewide attention for proposals targeting pornography, same-sex marriage, and other social issues. Voters instead advanced Dr. Gene Hauschier and Curtis Irwin to the August 25th runoff to decide who will represent that district. Devers' defeat is a setback for the Freedom Caucus, a small but vocal group that has pushed for more conservative agendas in the state capitol. Well, following Tuesday's primary election, 15 legislative races are headed to the August 25th runoffs, including 14 Republican contests and one Democratic race. Several judicial races will also require a second round of voting, with five of six contested judicial election advancing to runoffs. Only one judicial candidate won outright in the first round. The August elections will determine who claims several seats at the state capitol and who advances to November's general election. Election results remain unofficial until they are certified by the state Oklahoma Election Board. Well, despite several high-profile statewide races and a controversial minimum wage proposal, voter turnout in Oklahoma's primary election remained very low. Preliminary figures show only about 26% of eligible voters cast ballots on Tuesday, continuing a long-running trend of weak participation in state elections. Turnout was strongest among Republicans, who made key decisions in races for governor, U.S. Senate, and Congress. Election officials say competitive runoffs in November's general election could draw more voters, but the latest numbers highlight the ongoing concerns about voter engagement across Oklahoma. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, 75 degrees, you're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. An Oklahoma City man accused of killing an Oklahoma County Sheriff's deputy is now facing federal charges. Prosecutors say 38-year-old Benjamin Blank has been indicted on multiple federal counts connected to the 2022 shooting that killed Sergeant Bobby Swartz and wounded Deputy Mark Johns. Investigators say deputies were serving lockout orders at a southwest Oklahoma City home when Plank allegedly opened fire with an AR-15. The new federal indictment includes charges related to the use of a firearm during a violent crime and the attempted murder of law enforcement officers. Plank remains in custody awaiting trial. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation is looking into officer-involved shooting that left two people dead in Custer County. Investigators say police were responding to a report of a stolen vehicle when they located the suspects near Weatherford. Authorities say a pursuit ended after a vehicle crashed and the exchange of gunfire followed. Two suspects were killed at the scene. No law enforcement officers were injured. The identities of those involved have not been released, and the OSBI is continuing its investigation into that deadly encounter. Oklahoma City police are investigating a deadly shooting in South Oklahoma City. Officers were called to the area of I-240 and South Walker Avenue just after 7 p.m. on Wednesday and found a man dead from a gunshot wound. Investigators say it was not immediately clear who called 911 or how long the victim had been at the scene before officers arrived. Several witnesses were detained for questioning near the crime scene. Police believe the shooting was an isolated incident and say there is no ongoing threat to the public. The victim's identity has not yet been released. Oklahoma City police are investigating a deadly shooting at a southwest Oklahoma City gas station. Officers were called to the scene near Southwest 59th Street and South May on Tuesday Avenue after reports of a person had been shot. When officers arrived, they found the man suffering a gunshot wound. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Detectives have not yet released the victim's identity and have not announced any arrests just yet. Investigators are reviewing evidence and speaking with witnesses as they work to determine just what led to the homicide. A search warrant in eastern Oklahoma has led to the seizure of thousands of marijuana plants and one arrest. Investigators say agents raided a grow operation and confiscated more than 5,000 marijuana plants during the operation. Authorities also arrested one suspect on complaints related to illegal marijuana cultivation. The bust is part of Oklahoma's ongoing crackdown on unlicensed grow operations, which state and local officials say continue to be a problem in parts of the state. The investigation remains ongoing and additional arrests have not yet been ruled out. Oklahoma City firefighters investigating a deadly house fire in southwest Oklahoma City. Crews were called to the home on Southwest 44th Street and South Walker Avenue early Tuesday morning. There they found heavy smoke and flames coming from the residence. Firefighters quickly brought the blaze under control, but one person was found dead inside the home. No firefighters were injured. Investigators are now working to determine what sparked the fire, and the victim's identity has not yet been released, pending notification of family members. A teenager is in custody this morning after Tulsa police say a group of teens crashed a stolen vehicle into a pawn shop and stole several firearms. Investigators say the suspects used the car to smash through the front of the business before rushing inside and taking multiple guns. Officers quickly launched an investigation and arrested one juvenile suspect. Some of the stolen firearms have been recovered, but police are still searching for others that may have been involved. Detectives say the case is especially concerning because oftentimes stolen guns end up in future crimes. Residents in Luther packed an outdoor meeting last night to voice their concerns about a proposed data center plant near their community. Neighbors raised questions about the project's potential impact on water supplies, power usage, traffic, and noise. Developers say the facility would bring investment and jobs to the area, but many residents remain skeptical, and they're calling for more transparency before any final decisions are made. The proposal is the latest in a series of data center projects across Oklahoma that have sparked debate over growth, infrastructure demands, and long-term community impacts. Our Blood Institute is asking Oklahomans to roll up their sleeves as blood supplies reach critically low levels. Officials say donations have dropped while demand from area hospitals remains very high, creating an urgent need for all blood types. The organization says a single donation can help to save multiple lives and is encouraging both new and returning donors to give as soon as possible. Anyone who is healthy and eligible can donate at one of our Blood Institute's donor centers or mobile blood drives across the state. Traffic on I-35 was a bit of a buzzkill on Wednesday evening after a truck loaded with bees broke down, forcing the closure of the northbound lane. The incident happened near Northeast 36th Street, where thousands of bees escaped from the damaged trailer. Beekeepers were called in to help cover the hives and to keep the insects from swarming nearby motorists. No serious injuries were reported, but drivers were urged to avoid the area while crews worked. Well, we got to talk about these data centers a bit more. At a meeting in Luther last night, it was so big that city leaders had to move it outside into the street. So what are your thoughts on these data centers? We'd like to hear from you at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. These massive data centers can bring in a whole bunch of tax dollars into a community, and if community leaders play their cards right, they can also negotiate improvements to roads and electrical infrastructure and schools, and pretty much the sky's the limit. But the downside is, despite their size, they really don't create too many jobs. Sure, they create jobs as they're building these massive plants, but they don't create a whole lot of long-term jobs, and they use a whole bunch of electricity and water. So my question for you is it really worth it? What's the trade-off? Again, we want to hear from you, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And coming up just after 7:30, your dad joke of the day. I've got mine. I think it's a pretty good one. Certainly want to hear yours, 405-608-4377. It's 7:17 in the morning, 75 degrees. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Take a look into Freedom traffic on this Thursday. Downtown 21 minutes, Norman to downtown 26 minutes, Edmond to downtown 25 minutes, and Midwest City to downtown 23 minutes. Construction issues on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd. Bridge work, May and Northwest Expressway, I-44 and Southwest 74th. Buckle up, drive careful.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto Group.
From the FIFA World Cup to competitive business environments, grand ambitions lead to game-changing achievements. At Bank of America, we're there to support businesses at every step, providing insights and expertise to help you gain an edge.
He shoots, he scores.
What would you like the power to do? Explore winning business solutions at bofa.com/gamechangers. Bank of America, official bank of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
The burrito is fire.
Hi, this is Maya.
And I'm Antonio. And the little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A hash brown scramble burrito
is that it fuels our morning.
It's the full package.
You have the chicken, you have the eggs, and then you add these hash browns for a nice little crunch.
The chicken's always nice. It's crispy, it's juicy. And the cheeses, they melt together in a beautiful way.
And it gives me energy. It's perfect.
Order the Chick-fil-A hash brown scramble burrito and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests pay for their testimonials.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
The news never stops, and I'm here to cover it all for you, including the breaking news. And we got a lot to cover this week. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. From the G7 summit to the fallout of the primary results to the Iran deal and so much more, I'll give you in-depth analysis, my opinion. I'll even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom right here across Oklahoma on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
And welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Quick look at the weather. Today we'll see clouds, some showers, maybe some thunderstorms. High of 80 degrees. Tonight, breezy with a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 66. On Friday, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine, high of 82. Then on Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Of course, it's the weekend. It's going to rain, right? High of 88 degrees. It's 76 degrees right now under mostly cloudy skies at 7:21 in the morning. Tim is from Perry. He's got a dad joke for us this morning. Morning, Tim. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What you got for me?
Well, sir, my dad was on his deathbed years ago, and he needed a blood transfusion. And nobody in the room knew his blood type. And my dad could hear all this, and he was just about to pass. And he said, "Be positive. Be positive. Be positive." And we thought that was a great way for him to go out.
Oh, dude. So similarly, my father was on his deathbed, and he was, you know, he's struggling to breathe, and he says, and I said, "Yes, Dad, it's me. It's Aaron. What can I do for you, Dad?" And he says, and I says, yeah, Dad, it's me. It's Aaron. Yes. What do you need, Dad?" And he says, and I said, yeah, Dad, it's me. It's Aaron. And he says, "No, air hose. You're on my air hose." That joke only works if your name is Aaron, by the way. So it's
that's true. That was a good one.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you. Call in anytime, Tim. I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, too.
So hundreds of residents gathered in Luther last night to weigh in on this proposed data center development that has sparked growing concern across the community. Residents questioned how the project would affect water resources, electric demand, traffic congestion, quality of life, those types of things. So developers are arguing the facility would create jobs and boost economic growth. Opponents say they need more answers before moving forward. The debate mirrors similar battles that we're seeing across Oklahoma right now as communities grapple with the benefits and potential drawbacks of these large-scale, massive data center projects. So what are your thoughts on these data centers? We want to hear from you on this. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. As these data center projects expand across Oklahoma, including proposals. We've got them in Luther now. We've got them in Edmond, Stillwater, Pryor, several other communities. The debate generally centers around several key issues. Now, one of the primary issues, and this is why I reluctantly back these, economic development. Data centers can represent investment worth hundreds of millions of dollars, in some cases even billions of dollars. When you're talking about ad valorem taxes, you're talking about property taxes, you're talking about bringing massive amounts of money into oftentimes smaller, more rural communities. And these construction projects, they'll create a lot of temporary jobs as they build these and boost some local spending, at least on the short term. On the long term, they don't really require too many people to man these things. You need a couple of geeks and eggheads who they know how to push the reset button should some of these massive computers break down or whatever. But the facilities dramatically increase property values, and the reality is they're going to expand the local tax base. They're going to bring in a lot of money where typically that money would not be. And if community leaders are smart and they're savvy, they can negotiate other things as well. So they can say to these developers, "Hey, look, we can put this plant in, but we know there's going to be a lot of truck travel as a result of that. We're going to need to improve the roads as a result of this. We're going to need to improve the electrical infrastructure as a result of this. We're going to need more wind." The types of things where you can see some really dramatic changes in communities. Are we going to see auxiliary businesses springing up around these data centers, like restaurants and entertainment and that kind of a thing? Probably not, because, again, you're not talking a whole bunch of people that are going to be working there. Depending on the size of these data centers, it's just going to be a small handful of people. But initially, it's going to create plenty of construction jobs as these things are being built. Supporters are arguing Oklahoma is well-positioned because right now land is very inexpensive here. There is relatively low energy cost, and we're a very central location. So right now, a lot of these data centers are looking specifically at Oklahoma, and my argument would be, let's strike while the iron is hot. Paul is in Choctaw. He wants to talk about these data centers. Good morning, Paul. How are you, brother?
Good morning, Aaron. Good to hear from you, man. Thank you for listening to me.
No, my pleasure.
You know, hey, Aaron, every time something is going to come through, it's going to raise millions and billions. It's going to save education. Let's say casinos, lottery, turnpikes are going to make everything safe, going to bring in all kinds of trade and all kinds of people from the outside that are going to come in, and then Oklahoma is just going to look like the Taj Mahal. None of that has ever happened. None of it.
You are rightfully cynical, brother. You are rightfully cynical. We've heard it how many times?
Oh, I know. It's every time, you know. And you know, when you look at this thing, and it's an allure to the people. Money. Money. Oh, it's going to bring in more money.
Cha-ching.
You know, I tell you what. We're going to sell our souls, and then we're going to be in deep doo-doo, brother. And I hate to see it.
I think we've already done that with the medical marijuana. Remember?
Oh, we have. That's another one.
That was going to be the be-all and end-all, man. That's going to fund education. That's going to take care of our drug problem. It's going to take care of our homeless problem. And milk and honey is going to be flowing from the sky. And none of that's happened. But what we have seen is a dramatic increase in illegal production of marijuana. What we have seen is a dramatic increase in crime as a result of medical marijuana. We've seen a dramatic increase in foreign entities like your cartels and your Chinese mafia and that kind of a thing coming here. So now we've got criminals that are really, really good criminals that police can't really keep up with. So, yeah, I'm definitely picking up what you're putting down. But that said, I'm kind of in favor of these things because, again, I'm a big fan of how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? And that's how you fix an economy, one bite at a time. So will these data centers be the be-all and end-all that's going to bring in trillions of dollars and make us all just basking in wealth and swimming in swimming pools filled with gold? Probably not. But can they increase the property values and increase the local tax base at least a little bit, offsetting what you and I are paying? I would say probably.
Yeah, well, you know, Aaron, they don't need a soul at a data center. That's a remote operation right there. There can be a guy at home that can push the reset button. We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
You know, these things are so high speed and low drag that they won't need any people. They'll just need our resources, our water, and everything else that goes along with that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not exactly an oasis around here with water anyway, so we need to be careful, you know.
No, I understand that. But that said, I mean, we've seen so much rain lately, I can't mow my darn lawn, so.
True.
Every couple of years we get this wild spell of weather here in Oklahoma, and I think we're in it right now. Well, thanks so much, Paul. I appreciate your checking in, brother. I really do. Thank you. And if you want to be part of the show this morning, 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. Coming up, 15 legislative races and 5 judicial contests are headed to an August runoff for Tuesday's primary election. We'll break down the biggest winners, the losers, and what happens next. Plus, coming up after the break, your dad joke of the day. We already heard one today. I want to hear yours, 405-608-4377. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. The full text of the framework agreement with Iran's released by U.S. officials. Kevin Warsh says he's focused on one thing as the new Federal Reserve Chairman.
Getting monetary policy right. We're as near to it as we can do. That is our North Star.
Following the Fed's announcement Wednesday, it's leaving interest rates unchanged. Warsh said the U.S. economy is expanding despite the ongoing Iran war. Tornado damage is reported in central Illinois. The Midwest was hit with severe weather last night as tornadoes struck both Iowa and Illinois. One person's missing, 15 homes destroyed by the upriver fire in Spokane Valley, Washington. Attorneys for alleged UnitedHealthcare CEO shooter Luigi Mangione are planning to formally declare a psychiatric defense. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
I love seeing folks out on their motorcycles when the weather turns. There's nothing like it. But I've got to say something because I've seen the other side. I've represented riders and their families after a wreck, and there's one thing that comes up again and again. The riders wearing your helmet had a fighting chance. The ones who weren't often didn't. A helmet doesn't make you less free. It's the thing that gets you home to the people you love, and the road doesn't care how experienced you are. It's the other driver, the one who doesn't see you, that you can't control. So please, put the helmet on. Every ride, every time. No matter how short or how long, wear your helmet, ride smart, and ride safe. And if someone else's carelessness has hurt you or a loved one, call McIntyre Law at 405-777-7000. We ride with you.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A dispute over who should transport inmates between the Oklahoma County Jail and the courthouse may end up in court. Sheriff Tommy Johnson filed a lawsuit arguing inmate transport is not the responsibility of his office. The Oklahoma County Jail Trust disagrees, saying the sheriff should continue handling those duties. A judge may ultimately decide the issue. A new study ranks Oklahoma first in the nation for heart disease deaths. Researchers found that about 27% of deaths in the state are linked to heart disease, with doctors saying factors like obesity, smoking, genetics, and access to health care likely contribute to the problem. They say even small lifestyle changes could make a significant difference. Physicians are also pointing to newer weight loss medications as a possible tool for some patients. The Oklahoma City Zoo is celebrating a major milestone for its youngest elephant. One-year-old Asian elephant Xerxes has become the first elephant at the zoo to receive a new vaccine designed to protect against a deadly virus. Zoo officials say the disease is one of the leading threats to young elephants, and Xerxes received the first of three vaccine doses and is reportedly doing well. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
It's a good day. I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, how does ICS help businesses with their flooring needs?
We provide industrial-grade polyurea coatings for warehouses, retail shops, and offices. They're chemical-resistant, withstand heavy traffic, and keep your space looking professional. We've done everything from auto shops to restaurants with stunning results.
That sounds ideal for high traffic areas. What about minimizing business downtime? That's pretty important.
Yeah, our coatings cure in hours, so we're done in a day. Your business stays operational with minimal interruption, and the floor lasts for years.
It sounds like a smart investment. Any advice for business owners listening right now?
Give us a call, get a free estimate, and we'll tailor a solution that fits your needs and budget.
Upgrade your business with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or visit ICS Concrete Coatings. 405-403-4012 or go to icsconcretecoatings.com to schedule your free estimate today.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, have you seen the new Yanmar Zero Turn? How about the Altos track machine or the Bad Boy mower lineup? All packed with power and performance. Let Tractor Bob's help take your lawn care to the next level. Free lifetime powertrain warranty for the month of June. Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect a mix of clouds with a few showers and a thunderstorm possible. It'll feel humid in the morning, becoming breezy later on. The high will reach 80 degrees. Tonight, it will stay breezy with clouds building up, bringing a chance of more showers and a heavy thunderstorm. The low will be around 66 degrees. Tomorrow, anticipate intervals of sunshine breaking through the clouds, along with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas. It'll remain humid with a high of 82 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Katarina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. 76 degrees outside. We got some clouds out there. It's 7:35 in the morning. That means time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave?
Yeah.
My neighbor just bought a water bed. He says it's a lot bouncier than it should be.
How's that?
It must have filled it with spring water.
Ah! I get it.
Spring water.
It's springy.
Yeah, it's spring water.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Let's check out your Freedom First News headlines now on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's race for governor is headed to a Republican runoff after no candidate secured a majority in Tuesday's primary. Attorney General Gettner Drummond and former state senator Mike Nasi finished as the top two vote-getters and will face off on August 25th. Drummond narrowly edged Mazey in a crowded field. The runoff winner will advance to November's general election to replace term-limited Governor Kevin Stitt. On the Democratic side, State Representative Cindy Munson captured her party's primary for governor. Well, just one day after advancing to a Republican runoff in Oklahoma's 1st Congressional District, pastor and former Trump ally Jason Lemire has suspended his campaign. Lemire says he is stepping aside to avoid becoming a distraction to his family, his church, and his supporters. His decision followed reports of inappropriate text messages involving a former campaign fundraiser. Shortly before the announcement, President Donald Trump withdrew his endorsement of Lemire and instead backed State Representative Mark Tedford, dramatically reshaping the race for the open congressional seat. One of Oklahoma's most polarizing lawmakers has lost his bid for another term. Republican State Senator Dusty Devers of Elgin was defeated in Tuesday's primary election. Devers, a leading member of the Freedom Caucus, gained attention for legislation involving pornography, same-sex marriage, and other social issues. Voters instead advanced Dr. Gene Hashier and Curtis Irwin to the August runoff. The loss represents a setback for the Freedom Caucus, which has worked to push the legislature further to the right on several issues. Well, several Oklahoma legislative and judicial races are far from over. 15 legislative contests are now headed to the August 25th runoffs, including 14 Republican races and one Democratic race. 5 of 6 contested judicial elections will also require a second round of voting. Only one judicial candidate won outright in Tuesday's election. The August runoffs will determine just who advances to the November voting and who earns a seat at the state capitol. Election results remain unofficial until certified by the Oklahoma State Elections Board. Well, despite several high-profile races and a statewide minimum wage question, voter turnout remained low in Oklahoma's voting primary election. The primary preliminary results show that 26% of eligible voters cast ballots on Tuesday. Republicans accounted for the largest share of turnout as voters selected nominees for governor, Congress, and other statewide offices. Election officials hope the competitive runoffs and the November election will bring more voters to the polls, but the latest numbers continue a trend of weak participation in Oklahoma elections. It's 7:38, 76 degrees under partly cloudy skies right now in Oklahoma City. An Oklahoma City man accused of killing an Oklahoma County deputy is now facing federal charges. Prosecutors say 38-year-old Benjamin Plank has been indicted in connection with the 2022 ambush that killed Sergeant Bobby Swartz and wounded Deputy Mark Johns. Investigators say deputies were serving lockouts at a southwest Oklahoma City residence when Plank allegedly opened fire with an AR-15 rifle. The federal indictment includes firearm-related charges and allegations involving the attempted murder of law enforcement officers. Plank remains jailed while awaiting trial. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation is reviewing an officer-involved shooting that left 2 people dead in Custer County. Authorities say police located suspects connected to a stolen vehicle near Weatherford. Investigators say a pursuit ended when the vehicle crashed and gunfire was exchanged. The 2 suspects died at the scene. No police were injured during the incident. The identities of those involved have not been released as OSBI agents continue their investigation into that deadly confrontation. Oklahoma City police are investigating a homicide after a man was found shot to death near I-240 and South Walker Avenue. Officers responded just after 7 p.m. on Wednesday and discovered the victim with a fatal gunshot wound. Investigators say it remains unclear who called 911 or how long the victim had been there. Several witnesses were detained and questioned. Police believe the shooting was an isolated incident, and they say there is no ongoing threat to the public. The victim's identity has not yet been released. Another homicide investigation is underway after a deadly shooting in Southwest Oklahoma City gas station. Police were called to the area near Southwest 59th Street in South May after reports of gunfire. Officers arrived to find a man with a gunshot wound. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Detectives have not yet released the victim's name, and no arrests have been announced just yet. Investigators are interviewing witnesses and reviewing evidence to determine just what led to that deadly shooting. Well, a search warrant in eastern Oklahoma has resulted in a major marijuana seizure and one arrest. Investigators say agents raided an illegal grow operation and confiscated more than 5,000 marijuana plants. One suspect was taken into custody on complaints related to unlawful cultivation. Authorities say the operation is part of an ongoing effort to crack down on unlicensed marijuana grows across the state. The investigation remains active, and officials say additional arrests are possible. Fire investigators are working to determine just what sparked a deadly fire at a house in Southwest Oklahoma City. Crews responded to the home near Southwest 44th Street and South Walker Avenue and encountered heavy smoke and flames. Firefighters quickly brought the blaze under control, but one person was found dead inside the residence. No firefighters were injured. Investigators are examining the scene while authorities work to identify the victim and to notify family members. One teenager is in custody after Tulsa police say a group of teens used a stolen vehicle to break into a pawn shop and steal firearms. Investigators say the suspects rammed the vehicle through the front of the business before rushing inside and taking several guns. Officers quickly identified and arrested one juvenile suspect. Several firearms have since been recovered, but investigators continue searching for additional suspects and missing weapons. Police say stolen firearms oftentimes end up being used in violent crimes. Residents packed an outdoor meeting in Luther to voice their concerns about a proposed data center planned near the community. Neighbors questioned the project's potential impact on water supplies, electrical demand, traffic, and noise. Developers say the facility would create jobs and bring new investment to the area, but many residents say they still have some unanswered questions. The proposal is the latest in a growing number of Oklahoma data center projects that have sparked debate over infrastructure demands and long-term community impacts. Coming up after the break, let's talk more about those data centers. We want to hear from you on those. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial if you want to weigh in. 405-608-4377. Well, our Blood Institute is urging Oklahomans to donate blood as supplies remain critically low. Officials say donations have fallen while demand from hospitals across the state continues to rise. The organization says all blood types are needed right now and notes that a single donation can help to save multiple lives. Healthy and eligible donors are encouraged to visit one of our Blood Institute donor centers or mobile drives as soon as possible to help to replenish that supply. Traffic on I-35 got a little bit sticky on Wednesday evening after a truck carrying thousands of bees broke down on Northeast 36th Street. The incident forced the closure of northbound lanes as swarms of escaped bees created a real buzz for commuters. Beekeepers were called to round up those bees. There were no serious injuries. Drivers were urged to avoid the area, though, and it did cause quite a bit of a backup as they tried to bring all of those bees back in again. Well, we want to talk a bit about these data centers. Coming up after the break, we certainly want to hear from you. Hundreds of residents gathered in Luther last night to weigh in on a proposed data center development that sparked growing concern across the community. What are your concerns about these data centers? We certainly want you to weigh in. 405-608-4377 is the number you want to dial. Now, these massive data centers can bring in a whole bunch of tax dollars to the community, and if community leaders play their cards right with these things, they can also negotiate improvements to roads, to the electrical infrastructure, to schools. Pretty much the sky's the limit in terms of what they can bring in. The downside is, despite their massive size, they really don't create too many jobs. Sometimes only a handful of jobs, sometimes no jobs at all outside of those construction jobs to build these massive facilities. They also use a lot of electricity and water, so is it worth it? Again, we want to hear from you, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. It's 745, 76 degrees outside under mostly cloudy skies. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our Eye in the Sky. Taking a look into Freedom traffic on this Thursday morning. Yukon to downtown, 21 minutes. Norman to downtown, 26 minutes. Edmond to downtown, 25 minutes. And Midwest City to downtown, 23 minutes. Construction issues on the Kilpatrick. Wilshire to Northwest 122nd. Bridge work, May and Northwest Expressway. I-44 and Southwest 74th. Buckle up, drive careful.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door. And we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
So if you want to hear a guy desperate to talk about race in everything, that is Al Sharpton talking about the UFC fight on the White House lawn. He's saying the President of the United States is doing it because he wants to bring back slave fights. These guys are fighters who have trained their entire lives to get into the octagon in order to make money and become champions.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Today's Thursday, June 18th in the year of our Lord, 2026. Taking a quick check of our weather today, we'll see clouds, some showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon and a high of 80 degrees. Tonight, breezy, maybe a chance for showers and thunderstorms and a low of 66. On Friday, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high of 82. And on Saturday, chance of more showers and thunderstorms, high of 88 degrees. 76 degrees outside right now under partly cloudy skies. Well, Talk Radio Freedom 96.9 is inviting you to the new Freedom Forum with Eric Erickson. This is a great excuse to skip out of work early today if you want to. Today at the 405 Social, which is 14041 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City, from 3 p.m. till 7 p.m., you'll have a chance to meet with Eric Erickson. This is a free event and a chance to meet national radio host Eric Erickson. Free appetizers will be provided by 405 Social for guests of the Freedom Forum. So free food, got to dig that. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting live. I'll be emceeing it. This is a free event for Freedom 96.9 listeners. Had a chance to meet Eric Erickson in person today from 3 until 7 o'clock at 405 Social, 14041 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City. Just tell your boss, got to leave early. Picked up a case of the COVID. Come on over and meet Eric Erickson, Lee Matthews, and myself. We'd love to see you. So hundreds of residents gathered in Luther last night to weigh in on this proposed data center development that has sparked some growing concern across the community. Residents questioned just how the project could affect local water resources, electricity demand, traffic congestion, and, of course, quality of life there. Developers argue the facility would create jobs and boost economic growth. Opponents say they need more answers before they'll be willing to move forward. The debate mirrors similar battles playing out across Oklahoma as communities grapple with the benefits and potential drawbacks of such large-scale data projects. We want to hear from you on this one, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What are your thoughts on these data centers? As the projects expand across Oklahoma, including proposals, they're in Luther, as we talked about, Edmonds got one, Stillwater, Pryor, Oklahoma City, other communities. That debate generally centers on several key issues, primarily economic development. So these data centers can represent investment worth hundreds of millions, even billions of dollars. And that oftentimes translates to a bunch of tax money flowing into a given community. That's a potentially huge asset for more rural communities that don't have the same levels of funding coming in as your larger communities like Oklahoma City and Tulsa. The construction projects will create a bunch of temporary jobs and boost local spending. Not only are we talking construction jobs, we're talking jobs to set up all of this equipment. But then after that, they're pretty self-sufficient. They mostly run by themselves. So you might have a few people there just in case something goes wrong, somebody push the reset button, that kind of a thing. But largely, these are unmanned operations. So they're not generating a lot of jobs, but again, they're generating a lot of tax base. These facilities increase property values pretty dramatically, and they can expand the local tax base, which is a plus for people who live in these communities, because now as a property owner, I don't have to pay as much in property taxes. It's being offset instead by these massive data centers. Oklahoma right now is very well positioned because our land is still cheap, relatively low energy costs, and we're centralized in the United States. So people can get here pretty quickly. They can buy the property pretty affordably. Christy is joining us from Midwest City to talk about the data centers. Good morning, Christy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I am fantastic. What you got?
Well, just a slight concern. I've heard and I've read a lot about the data centers. I'm not going to say I know a lot about them, just what I can read.
Sure.
But from what I gather, they have several opportunities to use different types of air conditioning systems, and that's one of the reasons why they're going through so much water. They're using water cooling systems to keep
the equipment
data centers
cool
from getting too hot. Yeah,
right, right.
So I think the problem with them using too much water and causing water rates to go up, electricity rates to go up for the people in the community, is they just need to handle their own air conditioning systems. They don't need to be using our water, not in the vast counts they are, but they could use just standard air conditioning systems, which will cost them more money, but they're making money off that business.
Oh, they're making a bundle.
The community shouldn't suffer for it. Yes, the community shouldn't suffer.
Yeah, they're making a bundle.
I do have reservations with them in our areas.
Yeah, and again, I'm kind of in the same boat as you are. I'm learning about these things and still reading about them. It's my understanding the water, it's basically a one-time hit with the water, and then they recycle a lot of that water. So once it goes in, it goes through and through and through, and you occasionally have to add a little bit more to it. But when we're talking about the amount of water that they're using, it pales in comparison to the amount of water that we use as an agricultural state. We use considerably more water for growing crops here in Oklahoma. We use quite a bit of water for extracting oil out of the ground here in Oklahoma. Especially when you're doing horizontal drilling, that type of thing. So we're already using quite a bit of water. I don't know if the water argument, to me, is really that valid of an argument. In terms of electricity, I'm with you. I mean, this is an opportunity for community leaders to say, look, you can build your facility here, but you got to provide your own juice. And here's how you're going to do it. And if you're going to provide this juice, you have to do it in such a way that you also improve our electrical infrastructure.
Or have our electrical infrastructure start ending up with rolling blackouts like they also have. So
yeah.
we don't want to be...
We don't want to be New York or Los Angeles.
We're not going to sell out to sell our future, you know?
Right. Yeah, I would want some kind of assurances that I'm not going to see an increase in my bill to pay for this multi-billion dollar company. And
absolutely, and that is what people are saying.
Yeah, and I agree 150% with that. If they can provide those assurances, though, and if they can say, yeah, we're going to be generating our own electricity, and we're also going to be producing additional electricity for your community, and we're going to improve the delivery infrastructure for electricity, and we're going to improve roads in and around the area that we're setting up this facility, would you be more amenable to it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Good. That's what I like to hear, because, again, these are a lot of questions, and I think where leaders in places like Luther are really kind of dropping the ball. It's, you got to get answers to these questions to people. Oklahomans, we're common sense people. If there's a way that we can make something work and it doesn't take too much away from us personally, absolutely. We want to see these things built. Are they ugly? Yeah, they're pretty ugly, but let's figure out a way to hide them. Let's have them in areas that aren't overly populated. Concerns about electricity, if they can address those. Concerns about water use, if they can address those. Personally, I've got no qualms about building these things. I like to see growth. I'm a big fan of growth. I'm a big fan of progress. But I'm with you. I want to see, Christy, some answers before I give the thumbs up to this.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yep. That's all I had to say, but you have a wonderful day and the rest of your week.
You as well.
I guess this weekend.
You as well. Thanks again.
Right,
call anytime, Christy. I appreciate your call in. And if you want to be part of the show this morning, we certainly want to hear from you. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So a lot of technological growth we're talking about. These data centers support cloud computing, artificial intelligence, online commerce, digital infrastructure, all the things that we're seeing more and more of with the expansion of artificial intelligence. Attracting tech investment really helps to diversify Oklahoma's economy beyond oil and gas. The data centers also could be a way to attract other technology companies here to Oklahoma, which we certainly want to see. They can bring jobs with them. That can lead to infrastructure improvements, as we talked about. Developers oftentimes will invest in roads, utility upgrades, electrical infrastructure. Again, savvy community leaders can include in their school improvements. Obviously, we need people to be working on these things, so school improvements is certainly a potential plus. Cheryl's joining us in Edmond. Good morning, Cheryl. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing just great.
What are your thoughts?
My concern with the plants is the animals around. Just some other things I've listened to have said that it disrupts the people around. There's a humming and like a vibration that just goes through the ground quite a ways out that disrupts the animals breeding and just their living.
So I hadn't heard
so
that.
That's another concern. That there's a lot of concerns, but that's a big one to
me.
Yeah,
that's one I hadn't heard of. I'm going to have to research that one a little bit. Obviously, environmental concerns associated with that, we want to mitigate
mm-hmm.
those
just
too.
In their houses, like they just said, they'd never have peace and quiet. There's just a constant vibration.
Yeah,
that is all around them.
So definitely got to look into that. Thank you, Cheryl, for joining us. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, but I do appreciate everybody who called in today, especially with your dad jokes of the day. I love hearing those. We need an occasional snicker. We get, I think, way too serious in life sometimes. Coming up later on in Freedom 96.9, Brian Kilmeade at 8 o'clock, Eric Erickson at 11 o'clock, Dana Lash at 2 o'clock, then Lee Matthews with The Drive at 4 o'clock. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
In Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Tulsa authorities investigating after a man drowned in the...